Tefillah for Life, Shir 545, Erev Shabbos, Kiddush, Parshas Chukas, Sunday, Parshas Balak. We are discussing the pasuk Yismichu Hashemayim V'Sogel Aretz V'Yomru V'Goyim Hashem Malach. The Goyim will say that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has ruled. Hashem Malach. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam has ruled. And it's interesting because we are talking about La'asid Lavei, when it's going to be clear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rule. So why do the Goyim say Hashem Malach, as if the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has ruled in the past? Why don't they say Hashem Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king? Why is there a focus on the past? La'asid Lavei. And there's a very important concept that we see from this pasuk. First of all, we see that the Goyim are going to recognize it, even though now they don't recognize it. But eventually, La'asid Lavei, the Goyim are going to recognize Hashem Malach. And then there's another point in it. The concept of Hashem Malach is in past tense, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ruled, like we explained. And the understanding is that we have to realize that even though we're in Galus, and we mentioned before that the Simcha in Galus is not complete, there's a lack of Kvayit Shemayim, there's a lack of Giloy Kvayit Shemayim in the world, and therefore it is not a perfect scenario down here. But really, that is only a mirage. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is completely in control of everything that goes on. And everything that's going on right now is really perfect from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, this world is running perfectly and nothing is wrong. But we don't realize it, and to us, it seems like there are difficulties, there are struggles, there are problems, there are things that are wrong in this world, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants it to look like that for us, in order for us to grow, to be able to be zeiche for the Geula. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides his face, and we don't see clearly Kvayit Shemayim in the world. But when it comes La'asid Lavei, we are going to see very clearly Hashem Malach. We are going to see how the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has always rule the world. And truthfully, there is no change in the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu between the Galus and the Geula. The way we perceive it, it looks like there's a change. But on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's end, so to speak, it is exactly the same. And that's part of what we will realize, La'asid Lavei. Not only is HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Melech, but the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was always the Melech. He was Malach. He was always the king. And just like now we see it, that same kingdom was around for the past thousands of years when we were in Galus. And that is a concept that even the Goyim will understand, La'asid Lavei. And the message for us right now is to understand that even though we see Rachmana Litzlan Tzaris and difficulties, and it seems like things are not running perfectly, we have to remember that La'asid Lavei, the Goyim are going to say, Hashem Malach. And if they will realize Hashem Malach when it comes La'asid Lavei, we should at least try to envision it even now. And understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely in control and He knows exactly what He's doing and everything is running perfectly. It's not something that we see clearly right now, but it's something that we have to know and we have to internalize.